I'm Beto Arcos. I'm a music journalist based in Los Angeles. And for this road trip, I'd like to take you on a journey with me to Veracruz, the area of Mexico where I come from. And as you come along with me, we're going to explore the music of Veracruz called Son Jarocho. I recently went on an actual road trip with a band from Los Angeles called Quetzal. They invited me to join them on their journey to Veracruz, where Son Jarocho comes from. And in this journey, we visited many groups along the state of Veracruz, and we stopped in several places where we met with these groups. And so I want to share the music of some of the groups that we met with and played music with. The first one is actually in Mexico City. We met the group Caña Dulce, Caña Brava. This is an all-women group based in Mexico City with members from Veracruz. We're going to listen to a piece called El Siquisiri. El Siquisiri is a tune from the Son Jarocho genre that is typically the first song that groups play at the start of a fandango. A fandango is the celebration of music and dance where people play around a tarima or a wood platform. So musicians surround the wood platform and then men and women take turns dancing on the wood platform, on the tarima. And the Siquisiri is the very first tune they play to sort of make the call to tell people that the fandango, that the party is about to start, that they should come over and that we're going to have a great time. We're going to sing and we're going to play the music of Son Jarocho. That's El Siquisiri. So let's take a listen to Caña Dulce, Caña Brava. Now, the interesting thing about Mexico City is that it was here in the 1930s and 1940s that the music of Veracruz became well known, not only in Mexico, but throughout the Americas and the Spanish-speaking world, because the music of Veracruz was very present in many of the films of the so-called Golden Age of Mexican cinema. So a lot of the more well-known, respected musicians from Veracruz would appear on some of these films, playing music in the background or as part of the film story, the drama that was going on, and you would see some of these great musicians playing the traditional music on their instruments, including one instrument that is called the harp, the arpa jarocha. So Son Jarocho has a very, very important place in Mexico City, not only because of the films, but because in general, a lot of musicians would come to the city to try to make a living there with their music back in the as early as the 1930s, but even to the present today, where you can find Son Jarocho groups in different places playing to celebrate, to party, or to, you know, at a bar or a cantina. Next, we're going to listen to the music of Son de Madera. This is a group based in my hometown of Jalapa, one of the stops that we took along the way in this journey with the group Quetzal from East Los Angeles. And Son de Madera is really one of the more well-known groups. They've traveled the world. They've played in different countries all over, in Europe, in Asia, in the Americas, and certainly in the USA and in Europe. They are led by this musician named Ramon Gutierrez, who plays the lead guitar called Requinto or Guitarra de Son. And they have really quite a few records, about five five or six albums, and they've collaborated with many different musicians as well, and including the group that took me along with them on this journey, Quetzal. So let's take a listen to this tune by Son de Madera, a tune called La Iguana, which is a song that celebrates sort of the joy of life in the tropics, in the region where the music comes from, Veracruz. Son de Madera and La Iguana.
Dicen que la iguana es verde, pero yo digo que no.
Dicen que la iguana es verde, pero yo digo que no.
Yo agarré una por la cola y nomás la lengua sacó.
Yo agarré una por la cola, nomás la lengua sacó.
Iguana me han parado.
Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the instruments. A lot of these instruments look like they could be Baroque guitars, and they sort of are. They are really Baroque instruments. At the heart of this music is an instrument called jarana, J-A-R-A-N-A. The jarana is an 8-string instrument that is strummed, and it's very percussive when you play it. In fact, the instrument is carved out of one solid piece of wood. And so when people play this instrument, it's very, very loud. So loud you can hear it a kilometer away from where people are playing. The jarana. There are various types of jaranas. First, second, and third. The first being the smallest one, and then the third being the largest jarana. All of them have 8 strings, 8 nylon strings. Another instrument in the son jarocho style is the requinto, or the guitarra de son, which is the lead instrument. Typically 4 strings, and it's an instrument that is picked by the player and carries the melody of the tune of the song that they're playing. Another instrument is a bass instrument called leona. It looks like the guitarrón that people are familiar with in the mariachi, this large bass. But in this case, this is a 4-string bass, and it's called leona, as in the female lion. It's a very, very strong, very percussive instrument as well. And last but not least, it's the harp. The harp is, as I said before, been part of the music of Veracruz for many, many years, popularized during the golden age of Mexican cinema, but it's an instrument that goes back 200 or 300 years. It's been very much part of this musical style for at least 300 years. Now we're going to listen to the group that, in a sense, helped to revive this music back in the late 70s. The group is called Mono Blanco. And back in the late 70s, they started the popularization of the musical style in Mexico City, and then little by little make their way back to Veracruz, and they started to help to support local groups, and pretty soon there was a kind of explosion of this music in the late 80s and early 90s. Mono Blanco has a new record out on an American U.S. label, Smithsonian Folkways, and the album is called Fandango. Remember I mentioned Fandango earlier as the celebration of music and dance. From this album, we're going to listen to a piece called La Morena. La Morena is a song that's all about a brown girl or brown woman, and La Morena, the lyrics say something like, "My heart is sad because of your absence, my darling. You went away, and for no reason, you took your joyfulness with you." Mono Blanco puts his own stamp on this classic sort of minor mode or minor chord son jarocho with really beautiful instrumental improvisations and new verses.
Malaya, quien me dio a mí tanto amor para quererte.
que vivir amándote sin tenerte.
Ahora tengo que vivir amándote sin tenerte.
Ay, adiós, adiós, adiós.
Adiós, adiós, mi morena, adiós.
Otra vuelta y más adiós.
Y vuelvo a decir morena.
Gloria va la hierba buena. La noche que yo te amé fue la noche de mi pena. Amándote me alejé, amándote me alejé, al saber que eras ajena.
Classic Son Jarocho, and once again it's called La Morena, or the Dark Woman, or the Brown Woman. Next, we're going to listen to a band from East LA, the band that invited me along on their journey to Veracruz, visiting all these groups. And the group is called Quetzal. They are based in East LA. It's the same place where some of you may be familiar with Los Lobos. That's where they come from. Quetzal comes from East LA as well, and they've also created this kind of mixture of Son Jarocho with American music, including rock, including R&B and other musical styles, but they really are very much a part of the sort of Son Jarocho scene, even though they don't play traditional Son Jarocho. So we're going to listen to perhaps the most well-known Son Jarocho tune the world over. It's called La Bamba. Yes, that tune. That tune that was popularized back in the 1950s when a Mexican-American musician named Richie Valens saw it being played at an event or a party or even maybe a club, where he saw a group of musicians from Veracruz playing this tune and this type of music. He was so inspired that he took it home, learned how to play it, and then pretty soon he made it in his own way. He created a new version of La Bamba, which is more of a rock and roll version. And of course, it was very popular back then, even at a national level. It was hitting the charts for a few weeks, very, very popular. People are very familiar with this song. Again, it's called La Bamba. We're going to hear a different version of La Bamba. This time, the group Quetzal from East LA, but they're going to be joined by Ramon Gutierrez, that I mentioned earlier, the leader of the group Son de Madera. And he is not going to play the requinto, the usual instrument he plays. He's going to play the electric guitar as a sort of nod, I think, to Richie Valens. So here is La Bamba with Quetzal and Ramon Gutierrez on the electric guitar.
We'll be right back.
Finally, I want to share with you music from a group based in Mexico City that takes from Son Jarocho but creates something completely new. They use some of the same instruments and they use some of the verses that Son Jarocho is known for. These are verses and rhymes. And in this case, it's a group that created something completely new. The band is called Chejere. They are based in Mexico City and they have a beautiful album called Ojos de Luna. We're going to listen from that album to a song called Cocuyo, which means firefly. And it's a song that tells a bit about what a person feels when they want to go back home, when they want to go back to their roots. The song sort of says, firefly from dawn, help me find the road to go back home to my home in Veracruz. I hope you enjoyed this segment on the music of Veracruz, the style known as Son Jarocho. I'm Beto Arcos. Here is Chejere and the tune Cocuyo.
El campo viste de luto cuando la noche le llega. Se llena de luceritos que hasta parecen estrellas. Se llena de luceritos que hasta parecen estrellas.
The modern sound of Son Jarocho. That was the group Chejere, ending that report from Beto Arcos on the music of Veracruz in Mexico.